God is moving on the streets.
If we can touch that one gang member with that one word, we can reach entire gangs. We can reach entire cities.
We, the people of God, are going to bring the light into the darkness.
They're like sheep without a shepherd.
They don't know him yet.
A lot of times they feel trapped.
Anyone that's growing in light is going to have an increasing heart for those who are in darkness.
Go in his power and in his love and demonstrate who he is.
I say few people made a believer out of me.
We send them out two by two.
To a wounded and dying world. Not to condemn, but to love.
Know his love, man. He really loves you.
The dead raised, the sick healed, devils cast out in great measure, the poor looked after, and it should be normal Christianity.
God's heart burns for the lost, and he wants us to take the prophetic to the streets.
Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King. I'm glad you've joined us for today's program. We're doing part two of Light Belongs in the Darkness. I'm so glad you're here because you're going to see a number of wonderful clips of where we've seen Jesus touch lives in outstanding ways. Welcome to Insights. We're talking about how your light belongs in the darkness. You know why? Because the Bible says so. And in Isaiah 60, starting in verse 1, it says, "Arise and shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Behold, darkness covers the earth and deep darkness the peoples. But the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear upon you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes round about and see. They all gather together, they come to you. Your sons will come from afar, and your daughters will be carried in the arms. Then you will see and be radiant, and your heart will thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea will be turned to you. The wealth of the nations will come to you." When you allow your light to shine, when you allow the glory to radiate through you, it touches the world around you. We'll see people coming out of darkness and moving into the light as well. Why? Because there's nothing like the light of the gospel and the power of the gospel. And you can take your light anywhere, into the highways, the byways, the workplace, the marketplace, your schools, everywhere where you go, you carry his light. A little while ago, we were down in Hollywood area. We had a team that we were training in evangelism and that, and we went out into the parks and into the streets and door to door and all kinds of different places. But Shirley Ross and someone else on our team was just kind of scouting out the area down on Hollywood Boulevard there. And there was this man walking down the street, and he was absolutely out of it. He was so stoned. He didn't know where he was. He was out in the midst of traffic. He could have gotten killed. It was dangerous. But he was just so spaced out. So our team just pulled him off the street and asked if they could help. Well, you know what? You're going to see light invade his darkness. Yes, he was dark in trespasses and sins. He was dark inside of his addiction and everything. But the glory of the Lord touched him that day. You're actually going to see a literal deliverance take place in the name of Jesus. As you watch this shot, you'll see at one point, he's going to be commanded to become sober in the name of Jesus, and you'll see his head go back. And when it comes forward, he's like a new man. Prior to that point, you couldn't even talk to him. He was all spaced out. He couldn't seem to connect with what you were saying. He didn't make sense. He was just all messed up. But after the deliverance, he got coherent and came to Jesus Christ. Watch this.
Are you okay? Do you need some help?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on? Do you know where you are? No. Do you want help? Yeah. Can you repeat this after me? Can you just say Jesus?
Jesus.
Will you help me?
Will you help?
Will you help me in my heart? Will you bring me freedom? Come back. It's okay. You want help, right? The help is here. free from it? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, I command every alcoholic spirit and every spirit of addiction to loose this man right now in Jesus' name, and I close the door in your life to addiction. I close that door right now, and I thank you for transformation. You know that you can be transformed by the power of Jesus Christ. By the power of Jesus Christ, your life is being transformed right now. Get sober right now in Jesus' name.
Whoa. Wow.
Do you feel better?
Yes.
Can you think?
I hope so.
Well, you can talk better, so that's good. Do you feel that? Do you feel that difference? That was Jesus.
Is it?
Do you want to ask him into your heart right now? Listen in Jesus' name. I cover you in the blood of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yeah?
Praise God.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, you want to repeat this prayer after me? Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
I need your help.
I need your help.
Will you come into my heart right now?
Will you come into my heart right now?
I give you my life, Lord.
I give you my life, Lord.
And I want to know you.
And I want to know you.
So let me know you.
So let me know you.
And let me know your freedom.
And let me know your freedom.
Because I don't want to do drugs anymore.
Because I don't want to do drugs anymore.
And I don't want to be in bondage anymore.
And I don't want to be bondage anymore.
So let me know your freedom, Lord.
So let me know your freedom, Lord.
You're feeling freer right now, aren't you? Do you feel that freedom? Feel that freedom?
Wow.
Yeah. That's amazing, right?
Praise God.
You feel like, you look like a new man.
Yeah, you do.
Praise God.
Isn't that fantastic? It's amazing what God can do. Our hearts constantly get touched. We don't always have a camera available, but I guarantee you that we see many people being touched, light being brought into the darkness. I remember just recently we were doing a conference in a city, and Shirley Ross and I were out for a morning prayer walk before the conference began. And there was a number of homeless people just kind of laying out on the streets. And so we were, you know, speaking to them as they were waking up. And on our way back, there was this homeless boy that came running across the walkway. And he says, "Excuse me, but can you tell me where I can find a church?" And we said, "Well, we are the church. We are the church. We are members of the body of Christ. How can we help you?" And so he shared his heart with us. We ended up taking him back to the conference and introducing him to a couple of pastor friends. But he sat through the entire conference and gave his life to Jesus Christ in tears, just was weeping as the power of God touched him. Light invaded his darkness. We were able to get him into a drug rehab program, a rehabilitation program that got him discipled in the things of Jesus. It was absolutely awesome. You know, light needs to come into many people's darkness, and God wants to use you for it. I remember one time when we were down in Toronto, Canada, and we were doing some meetings there. And the night before the meetings began, we were going to do an outreach in the inner city the next day. So we were scouting out the territory. It was late at night and cold and wet. And so because we were in the inner city, we didn't want to leave our camera, our television camera, in the car. So we took it with us as we were walking the streets and just asking Jesus to fill our hearts with his love. We went into a little coffee shop. It was a 24-hour shop. And when we went in there to get some coffee, everyone in the place was like homeless people. They were drug addicted. They were, you know, probably involved in crime and that. And they just froze, probably because we were straight, obviously straight. And that's a good thing that when you're in an inner city that they know that you're straight. But they were probably especially upset because of the camera. So there was this alcoholic man, and he came up to us just staggering drunk, and he says, "Excuse me," but he says, "What's your agenda?" And I said, "Well, we just came in for a cup of coffee because we're cold." And he said, "Well, what's the camera for?" And so we shared with him that we were doing a shoot the next day as we were going to feed some homeless people and be involved with a program that would help the poor in that area. So he sat down with us, and God just gave us favor with this man, and he opened up all of his heart, all of his background, and the reason why he got involved in sin. You know, he had actually been a middle-class businessman, doing really well, lived in a really good area of town, but his alcoholism, his alcoholic problem, caused a big disaster in the home. His wife booted him out, and he landed up just spiraling down to a point where he was living in the inner city streets and, you know, sleeping out in the streets at night or grabbing a place in the mission, and just drank himself down into a really, really dark place. Sin always bears a consequence and will always bring pain. Well, we shared the gospel with him that night after listening to his heart, prophesied over him, and prayed deliverance, and all of a sudden he sobered up, and he was so happy at the end. He was so touched by the love of Jesus, and faith entered his heart. And as he left us, he said, I'm going to visit my wife. I'm going to go see her and see if we can get things worked out. He says, I want to make a fresh start. So we were so excited. But the most exciting part came afterwards, when a man at a table next to us had been listening to the entire conversation. He said to me, come over here. So I went over to his table and I said, yes, can I help you? And he said, would the good Lord have a word for me too? And I said, he sure does. And so we prophesied over him and blessed him. And he said, what about my girlfriend? And so we prophesied over her. And then he said, what about that guy over there in the corner? And we went and prophesied over him. And he was this big, tough guy standing over there and didn't even look like he wanted a word, but we gave him one and he got blessed. And that whole coffee shop became church. Light invaded the darkness. It was like we were prophesying and praying over everyone there. People, you know, felt the healing touch of Jesus touch their body. We even ministered to the man who was serving the coffee and the donuts. And that whole place became church. We just didn't have to pay the rental on the building. But we were able to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and bring light into people's darkness. The next day when we actually did our program there at the park, many of those people that were in the cafe the night before came running up to us like we were their best friends. They said, do you remember me? I was in the coffee shop the night before and Jesus touched me. It's just about bringing light into the darkness. We just went in for a cup of coffee, but God gave opportunity. He can give opportunity to you too if you allow him to. Why don't you pray and ask him?
Come explore the glory of God. Attend an extreme prophetic event in your area.
We are in a season where people are being visited by supernatural phenomena. And in such a season where there's so much subjective experience, we need to be trained in the Word and on how to grow into these supernatural experiences, as well as Christian character. So we're going to be sponsoring two conferences this year called Growing in the Supernatural. One of them is in May, from May 23rd through to the 27th, and in August as well, August 8th to the 12th. We're going to have guests such as John Arnott and Carol Arnott, Bill Johnson, James and Michael Angall, Paul Keith Davis, Bob Jones, and many, many others. In fact, at each conference, there will be about 10 speakers and a number of worship teams. And you know what we've done? We've gone and rented out an entire resort in Phoenix area, northern Scottsdale area, that holds about 2,000 people in the conference room, as well as we booked every room in the hotel for these two conferences. Why? Because we want a coalition of anointing to be released through all the speakers and the worship teams. That's why we're getting the most powerful ministers of the gospel in the area of the supernatural that we can find, so that the synergy together, if one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. You put all that together with 2,000 radical worshipers and lovers of Jesus Christ, as well as teams that'll be interceding in that conference hall all throughout the night, putting all that together. You've got yourself over the top levels of anointing and a breakthrough for new realms into the supernatural for the whole body of Christ. We're going to be webcasting this as well. We want you to go online, find out more information, and plan on attending. You will never be the same. ExtremeProphetic.com for more information. We'll see you there.
Register online at ExtremeProphetic.com or call 866 980-5464 today. Do you desire anointed teaching, prayer, impartation, and prophetic words that speak personally to your heart? Would you like an online shopping mall that can resource your life with life-impacting teachings? All of this and more can be found on extremeprophetic.com. Visit us today online. Everything on the site is available to you on demand to facilitate your own lifestyle and schedule.
In Matthew 22, Jesus shared a parable about going into the highways and the byways and compelling anyone that would come into the banquet feast. And that's what we're called to do. I remember meeting a woman, a young woman. She was about 28 years of age in the inner city. Her name was Trish. And she said that when she lived in the inner city, and she was in the sex trade for many years and a drug addict, but she said oftentimes people would overdose in the alleys. In fact, she did at times. And she said, your life down there is worth nothing. She said people would walk right over you. They would just walk right over you and not even care. She said, your life is like trash down there. But the day came when someone did reach out. They went into the highways and the byways and reached out to her. And now she's a Christian. Not only is she a Christian, but she's leading many others to the Lord as well, because she's become a highway byway revivalist. Stacy Campbell prophesied about the highway byway revival. We're going to take you to it now.
The highway byway revival. Luke 14, 17 to 23. Jesus replied, "A certain man was preparing a banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servants to tell those who had been invited to come, for everything is now ready. But they all began to make excuses. The first said, 'I have just bought a field and I must go and see it, so please excuse me.' The second said, 'I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen and I must go and try them out. Please excuse me.' Still another said, 'I just got married, so I cannot come.' The servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant to go quickly into the street and alleys of the town and to bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. 'Sir,' said the servant, 'what you have ordered has been done, but there is still room.' The master told the servant, 'Go out to the roads and country lanes, into the highways and the byways, and make them, compel them to come in, so that my house will be full.'" So the Lord is issuing us a challenge. He is saying, "Come, for all things are now ready, and the time of my great banquet is approaching. Prepare yourselves in that wedding gown. Make yourself ready and fill yourselves with righteous acts that will reflect my glory, the glory of compassion, mercy, loving kindness, truth, forgiveness, and justice. Prepare yourselves. And at that time, the bridegroom will give a revelation to the bride like she has never had before of how great is his love and how big is his heart, so that the bride will begin to catch it and capture it and begin to look just like the bridegroom. And out of that love, she will go into places where she has never gone before. She will go out to the poor and to the blind and to the crippled and to the lame. And she will begin to go out and she will begin to increase in righteous acts. And there will be a harvest at the end of the age that will come through those servants who are willing to go where Jesus has called them to go, to places where the cross will be the most evident, to the highways and to the byways, and to the places where no one else will go, to the crosses of the earth. And then the bridegroom will gaze at his bride. And the bride will gaze at the bridegroom. And the love between them will be so intense that the greater love that Jesus spoke of will begin to flourish in the bride. And she will begin to lay her life down in unprecedented fashion for those who cannot pay her back. She will begin to look just like Jesus did on the cross. And the understanding of love that looks like a cross will hit the church for those who have ears to hear. And the greater love and the greater works will begin to flourish and to flow in the church. And greater love has no man than this, than he lays his life down for his friends. And we are his friends if we do what he asks.
Become a Breaker Team member today and partner with us in God's media army and harvest teams through your monthly financial gift of $30 or more. As a partner, you are prayed for every day by skilled intercessors on our team. You receive special gifts, reduced registration fees, and exclusive privileges during many Extreme Prophetic sponsored events. As a Breaker Team financial partner, you receive the Breaker anointing that rests upon Extreme Prophetic. Partner with us today and join the Extreme Prophetic family.
This question actually breaks my heart when I think about what's happened to not only this person but many others. It just touches me deeply. It says, "Dear Patricia, I'm a Christian now, but when I was a child, I was sold for sexual favors by my parents who were drug addicts. They used the money to buy drugs. I have deep emotional scars. How can I get light into my darkness?" Wow. Well, for one thing, I feel really bad about what happened to you, and I know that the Lord even feels worse. When you were crying, he was crying. When you were distressed, he was distressed over it. But the good news is that he did bring you out of that darkness, and you are no longer a victim of that. You are no longer stuck in that situation. You have come out. There is nothing impossible for Jesus, absolutely nothing. He loves you so much, and that love has healing in it. And as you invite him to take that healing into those wounded areas, he will, and he will heal every scar. One of the things that I have found, and I have also been sexually abused, not like you though, not like that, but I was sexually abused and I've had horrible things happen to me in my life. And one of the things that has really helped me is to realize that I'm a new creation in Christ, and old things have passed away and all things become new. Because if you live inside the pain of a memory too long and you focus on that, you will empower what you focus on. And so if you focus on pain, you'll empower the pain. If you focus on that tragedy, you empower the tragedy. But if you focus on who you are in Christ, then you'll empower who you are in Christ. You see, you're not that wounded person anymore. You are in him. And as you look at the beauty of who you are and who he's made you to be in your spiritual nature, that brand new person, and live by faith in that brand new person, then that one, that part of you that is whole in Christ, will live and manifest and enjoy the beauty of the protection that comes with Jesus. But I know
that he's going to heal those wounds. He's going to heal up those scars. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for my friend, and not only this one, but also for others who have experienced things like that. And I ask, Lord God, that you would bring your light deep into every bit of darkness inside of them. Lord God, that the light would penetrate the darkness, that your healing would touch all the pain, that your grace would abound to them beyond anything that they could even imagine or even think of, Lord God, that you would swarm them right now and fill them with the power of that healing grace and that healing love in Jesus' name.
He wants to know if you are the good God that you say you are in the Word, and if your name is Jesus Christ. So I'm asking you to confirm this to him within the next 48 hours, that he will have it confirmed in a personal way to him that you are God, that you'd even send divine appointments to him, you'd send more people to him, you'd give him signs, you'd allow him to see your power, just in whatever way you want to confirm it to him, that you would confirm it in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe he's going to do that, Adam. You know why?
Why?
Because he's real.
That's right.
I'll believe it when I see it.
He did. He showed himself to me, and it wasn't even 24 hours.
How many hours?
Not even five.
And? What happened?
I took a pretty bad bail on my bike yesterday, and I wrecked my shoulder up, I thought, and Fatine just introduced me to Kirk here, and he prayed over my back and my shoulder, and he hadn't even taken his hand off me, and I still can't feel it.
All the other attributes in my back just loosened. It was gone. Just like that, gone. Unbelievable.
And so do you think that was a sign from God that Jesus
is Lord? It's gotta be. Like, what else? There's nothing else it could be.
I say it's a miracle. I know it was a miracle.
So what are you gonna do about that? Are you ready to invite him into your heart?
I'd say so. I'd say a few people made a believer out of me.
I stood there with Patricia, and I accepted Jesus into my heart and into my soul.
Adam, can we pray with you to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior right now?
Please do.
Okay, let's pray. Follow us in prayer. Lord Jesus,
I believe
that you died on the cross.
That you died on the cross.
For my sin. I ask you, Lord, to come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Right now. And become my personal Savior.
And become my personal Savior.
And my personal Lord. And write my name. In your book of life. In heaven. Thank you, Lord. That is so awesome.
I feel great. I don't think I've ever felt this happy in my entire life.
Thanks so much for joining us on today's program. It's been wonderful having you. Are you ready to take your light into the darkness? I sure hope so. Now, here's a special destiny word for each and every one of you. It's this: God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. Now, why don't you just go take that love that he loves you with and go and share it around. Take it to the highways, the byways.